Good morning. Good morning. How is everybody? As you can tell, it's early. I've been up probably for about an hour. So grab your coffee or your tea and sit down and listen in with me. Today is June 19, 2023. It's the second celebratory year of Juneteenth. And my job, because I work for the state, celebrates the holiday, so I don't have to work today, which is really nice. But I want this day to be a reflection for my daughter and my husband and I. So in my city over the weekend, they had a lot of different events, and we missed the one that I really wanted to go to, which was the fashion show, because we thought it was on Saturday and it actually was on the Friday. So we missed that. But next year, eyes open wide. Eyes will be open really wide, and we will get all the details. I try to keep electronic calendars, but I guess due to my age, old pen and paper, writing things down still works better for me. But we did catch something, and we went to one of the local nightclubs. I thought they were going to have an event. I thought they were going to have somebody get up and speak. They actually didn't. I guess they were just open for the night, and we just had wings, and we listened to music. But the important thing is that we were together as a family. Yes, yesterday was Father's Day, so we did do some activities with my husband, and my daughter stayed around all day and spent time with her dad, which was really great because my dad always lived in a different state. I was in the military for a long time, and then when I got out, I moved to Georgia. So all that being said is I missed valuable time spending with my dad in my formative years because I joined the military when I was 18. So by the time I was done and got out, I came back here, and then he still was living in a different state. So it was kind of hard because then I got married. I had a little toddler, and I couldn't just break away and see him like I wanted to. Long story short, he is living much closer now, and we do spend much, much more time. I guess in my head, I'm trying to fill in some of the gaps. I can't fill in all of them. But even though I may not have been there physically with him doing a lot of the Father's Days, I always sent him something. I always called him. He was always on my mind. So I hope that you guys and girls who still have fathers living, you were able to make some kind of contact with them yesterday. I know it's not easy because some people just are not speaking to their fathers for various reasons. And in my circle of friends, I have quite a few people who have dads that are living, and they're just not speaking to the father for whatever reason. And everybody has their triggers. Everybody has their personal problems and issues, and you're not going to be able to fix all of them. And I get it, because it's a lot of history when parents and children aren't speaking, and it's a lot of things that I don't know about, because you know, people only let you in their world only so much, and that is fine, because I don't want to really know a lot of negative things about some of these people's dads, because I know their dads probably for the last 10 years or at least since my daughter was born, last 20 years or more. So I don't know the deep-rooted hatred or the deep-rooted things that the fathers might have done, but all I'm saying is that I'm just trying to make the time with my dad valuable, because time is limited. We do not have an eternal time on this earth to spend with our parents. And I don't have any bad memories of my dad, so my situation is totally different. So if you guys want to chime in and you want to talk, or you want to do a segment on why you're not speaking to your dad, or some deep-rooted issues that you may have, that is fine. I am open for that. But for me personally, I don't have any. I'm just trying to make the best of the time, because I know a lot of my friends have parents that are passing on, and they just happen to be in their 80s. And my dad just happens to be in his 80s, so I'm trying to close that gap, because the last thing you want when a person closes their eyes for the last time is to say, I could have, I should have done this. It's too late. So if you can flip the narrative now and try to clean some things up, maybe reach out a lending hand, try to close your eyes, depending on what your issues are, and try to just reach out to the person. If you have any good positive memories of them at all, and let them know that, you know, they're in your heart some way, shape, or form. Oh boy, just me just rambling on. I just wanted to get that out. But I want to bounce back to the Juneteenth because I'm glad that it's a holiday, and I'm learning myself bits and pieces about it, because when I went to school, we didn't learn about it. I've never heard of such things, and we didn't really have a lot of good formal Black history in the school systems. And the things that I have learned are since I have been like a teenager or an adult, I've picked up bits and pieces here or there. So I like going to celebrate the Juneteenth celebratory things because I'm learning as I go. And also people put a lot of little tidbits on Facebook, and I have picked up a lot of little learning tips just from tuning into my Facebook page. But if you guys and girls are off today and you want to interject in any way, shape, or form, you can leave me a voicemail on here, a recording I can respond back to. You can respond back to me on the Medical's Moments on Facebook, because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to take the Medical Moments 917 and evolve it. It did start off on the accord of my husband's botched surgery, and that is still going to be the premise for this group. It really is. But I want to also talk about current day things and current day events. People have been reaching out to me still, believe it or not, on things that have been happening to them medically. You know, nowadays, and I always have to say this, it's very difficult to get a medical practice lawsuit. It really is. No matter what the circumstances, no matter how much evidence you have, because it's few in between lawyers that are practice it. They're hard to win cases because the hospital lawyers and the doctor's lawyers, they are so adamant that their client did nothing wrong that they start pulling out other medical professionals, and I think they threaten people's jobs to make them lie on the stand. That's my personal opinion. That's what I think I saw when I was going through the trial. And that's my opinion only. So don't nobody go pulling out no lawyers and saying nobody lies on the stand, because you're lying. People do get on that stand and they swear, they hold their hand up and they do freaking lie, of course. But I try to keep my podcast short. So if you would listen and please subscribe, I appreciate it. And please share these podcasts with other people that you know. We're trying to grow and we're trying to keep this a positive podcast. But people may interject with negative opinions and thoughts, and that's fine. We have tough skin. I think everybody who's in this group, if you've been in a medical mistake or a medical map, you have tough skin. You've dealt with a lot, and you can hear a lot and let things just roll over, roll back. Okay, but that's enough for today. I hope everyone who's off enjoyed their Juneteenth. Actually, I'm up and I'm doing laundry, and I'm going to be trying to focus on making some vacation plans, because we haven't gone on a vacation since COVID. And we haven't gone in so long that I almost forgot, due to my husband's medical issues, that we have to have a room that is handicap accessible. So people have some offers for us to stay at different locations, but we always forget we have to have handicap accessible bathrooms. So now I'm going to be making phone calls to a couple of places and seeing if they don't have handicap accessible bathrooms, which most of them do, but some still don't. If they at least have one shower chair, because we need the long shower chair at least. Okay, so that's enough for me babbling. I hope you grabbed your tea or your coffee and you sat and you listened with me. I appreciate everyone who's listening, and have a very, very, very blessed day. Thank you so much.